Welcome to this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders. I'm Jeff Williams. Today we look at the history of moonshining in Southern Illinois with a visit to a local distillery. From Prohibition to backyard brewing, our region is steeped in the tradition. Karen Binder is a journalist, historian, and founder of Grand River Spirits in Carbondale. She takes a closer look at the history of Red Eye for this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders.
There's a place in Hardin County called Whippecap Mountain. Some people might know that area for its natural resources and protected flower species, but others know it for moonshine. It's said this place is where moonshiners meet and swap shine, and there probably were stills tucked in the woods once upon a time. Well, that's what I hear anyway. An attorney who clearly knows that it's against the law to make was the first person who mentioned Whippecap Mountain to me. Since then, I've met all kinds of people who know about this place far off the beaten path and other moonshining spots across southern Illinois. There's a gentleman who makes some of the best whiskey, which is aged in an old coal shaft. Another has a state-of-the-art still that he bought online. And then there's a favorite Jackson County moonshiner who is constantly tinkering with his beer keg still. And now there's a young fellow who's been dogging me to introduce him to this moonshiner. Well, I'm a moonshiner. A legal and licensed one who makes Uncle Sam's definition of moonshine. That would be small batch, unaged corn whiskey that we pay taxes on. And this is Jim. He's our still house manager here at Grand River Spirits Craft Distillery.
Well, my job basically is to make sure we got the resources and product on hand. I make the mash. And I bring the mash over here to this still, and I put it in this big hatch right here, and I cook the mash up, and the alcohol travels up the column, and it comes out over here, and we fill our little containers over here with the alcohol. It condenses and flashes and runs out over here on this side of the still.
We have to produce our alcohol according to the strength that the federal government has approved for our moonshine.
Our proof is a 180.9, and that's right on par for where we're at in the process of our distilling.
This doesn't matter much with illegal moonshine. We call our moonshine Red Eye, which is an old nickname for moonshine. Since we started our craft distillery in Carbondale, we knew we'd meet real moonshiners. That is, those moonshiners who don't pay taxes on their alcohol. But we're surprised how many are out there making liquor in the woods, in their garage, or on their patio. Most people think of moonshining as a Prohibition-era crime, and thanks to Hollywood, they also believe it's a hillbilly thing. It really isn't. The European immigrants who helped build our country brought distilling practices with them. The Irish Scots had their whiskey, the Swedes their aquavit, and the Italians with grappa. One of our country's most successful commercial distillers for his time was George Washington. Aside from Illinois' notorious prohibition history with Al Capone in Chicago, Southern Illinois has its own with the Shelton Brothers and the Charlie Burger Gang. These gangsters monopolized the illicit booze business here, even feeding a supply to Capone. There's plenty of history of a past era there, but moonshine continues to flow today in southern Illinois. Actually, our region has a virtual cornucopia of distillable ingredients in its own backyard. Corn, wheat, peaches, apples, grapes, all of these are fermentable, all of these are distillable, and there are plenty of moonshiners who know that. Our water in Jackson County is exceptionally clean. Carbondale's water even has been lauded as some of the nation's best water. People are always surprised to learn about that. We are taking these local flavors and putting them into a bottle. Moonshine is simply grain, water, and yeast. What comes out of those bottles is what we and the legal moonshiners call the spirit of Southern Illinois.
That's Karen Binder, distiller, journalist, and historian. Grand River Spirits is a craft distiller of Red Eye Moonshine and Grand River Whiskey. Southern Illinois Wonders is produced in collaboration with the Illinois Humanities Council, a nonprofit organization that fosters cultural vitality in communities throughout the state. More information is available online at www.prairie.org. I'm Jeff Williams.